Well, Ricky, a slightly disappointing result. One so disappointing performance, we were always in this game. And remembering what they did to us much earlier in the season, this was a decent performance.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it, that you come away to Leamington, who are top of the league, and you're disappointed by getting beaten 2-0. I actually am really happy with lots of parts of our performance. I said to the players after the game, you know, when you come to teams like this, you have to try and stay in it. And I thought the first half, the first 15 minutes, would have been really easy to, you know, they were battering us in the first 15 minutes, and it would have been really easy at that point to, you know, to concede, and then for heads to go down and for people to start arguing. But instead, you know, they stuck together. They got through that really difficult period, and then we started to grow into the game. And then, you know, even perhaps Morgan's effort at the goalkeeper save, then he had the other one that beats the keeper, all ends up, just goes wrong side of the post, a penalty appeal from Jared Cunniff, the free kick from Jack Higgs just on the edge of the box. You know, we had opportunities.
We did.
And we actually, I thought we finished the half, you know, looking more the likely team to score. But, you know, we just had to stay in the game. We had to make them work really hard for their goals. We've been critical in the past, Nigel, of conceding really easy goals and not making teams have to actually open us up or break us down or score good goals against us. And the goal that they scored at the beginning of the second half, I actually think, of course it's preventable in some areas, but it's a decent cross from the boy. The wide man's come inside. It's a good looping header. He's put it back across goal into the far corner. There's not too much you can do about that. You sometimes have to hold your hands up and say, well done. And I think that was the case. And you know, right at the beginning of the second half was a bit of a sucker punch, but again we grew into the game. And then the corner that Chev takes, that goes right across the face of the goal, just needs a touch, no one gets on the end of it, and then within 2 minutes of that happening, they go and score a really good goal. And let's be honest, I thought the 11 and the 7 were outstanding on the day, and then the boy in the 10 as well. The 11 caused Harry all sorts of problems right from the start to the finish, and he's turned him inside out for the goal. And there's not too much Harry can do when you're playing against a player of his quality. When he's on song, he's obviously very, very difficult to play against. And, you know, that was 2-0. And even then, you know, we still had a bit of a go, and we were, rather than thinking about changes to try and stay in the game and not get beat by 4 or 5, we were actually trying to make positive substitutions. How can we go and get the second goal? And how can we get the goal and try and turn it into a, you know, a nervy last 10-15 minutes? And you know, Scott Sinclair has the chance. He's through 1-on-1 at the angle. Good save from the goalkeeper if that goes in. You never know, dear. But I think we can be really proud of what we've done. We come here, we lined up 4-4-2 or 4-4-1-1 with Jared, who I thought was outstanding, and we had a go. You know, we had a go at the team who were top of the league away from home. And you know, I think we can be proud of that. The players can be proud of that, and we've come a long way in a short space of time. And although we're disappointed, you know, you have to be realistic. This is a very tough place to come against a very good side, and I thought, you know, probably on the day, Nigel, their quality showed, and you know, got no qualms about the result.
No, you can see why they're top of the table. They are a decent side, but we certainly live with them, and more than live with them today. Nice to see Jared back in the side, though. He had a good game again, I think.
Yeah, I thought he played well on Tuesday night against against Biggleswade as well. You know what Jared gives you, don't you? He's got immense quality in possession of the ball. He's so graceful, makes things happen, he's creative. Played him slightly higher today, and you know, I thought that role suited him. Him and Josh were excellent. You know, it was important that we got Danny Kelly on, so we had to get Josh wide. And you know, Danny hasn't played a lot of minutes, but we've got an important game Saturday against Kings Langley, so we needed to get him some minutes to see, one, to try and get him a bit of fitness, and two, to see if he has a reaction with his groin. But no, I thought Josh and Jared were outstanding. I thought Morgs and Chev, you know, they do what they do so well, work exceptionally hard. And Morgs, I thought, was a threat today. You know, the two efforts in the first half, good goal scoring chances. And look, it just weren't our day, Nigel.
No.
When you come away and you're speaking about lots of positives against a team like Leamington, you know, it's it does show how far we've come. Because probably 6 or 7 weeks ago, well, like when we played them at home, we'd have probably lost today 5-0 after conceding them two goals. We'll dust ourselves down and we'll prepare properly next week and make sure we're ready for Kings Langley.
Okay, thank you very much, mate.
Top man, cheers.